Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Babe. I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Halls, and with me today is someone you might recognize from the past, a fan favorite, a friend favorite, and Drosty.
Hi.
Hi.
Back at it.
Back again. I didn't know if I'd get you back.
You never know.
Yeah, you do really do
you
never
don't
know.
Ever know.
I never know whether you'll come on the pod or not be on the pod. It's a
you
true
never
mystery.
Know.
There's no rhyme or reason to it, but I'm glad
zero.
That
just
you're
like
here
when,
now.
If the wind shifts the proper way and I get a whiff of it, things
you're
happen.
Like, let's pod. And I'm like, okay.
I love let's pod.
All right, yeah, let's do it. So we're podcasting. We're in the middle of another heat wave, which I wasn't.
Is this
so
technically a heat wave?
It feels like it to me. I'm declaring it a heat wave.
It's hot, and I don't like it either because it's made my deck journey be. It's 95. That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's drying me out. My face feels dry. My skin feels dry.
I
don't love it.
Used to say that I could handle all the heat because it's dry here when I was trying to sell all my New York friends about how great LA is. I'd be like, please, the heat there's so chill. It's just like a dry, hot heat. But now I'm just like tie of it.
No, I yearn for...
But it's still not as bad with that humid New York summer vibe. So.
No. I mean,
but I did.
LA's
like,
gotten more humid. Like I feel like the last like little spell earlier this summer was like very humid with lots of mosquitoes. And then now we're in like a dry Palm Springs, like dry skin heat, which I also don't love. I basically like Seattle weather, I think. With once in a while a little sunny day to like lift
Wait,
your
you
spirit.
Don't like constant rain.
I like gloom. I like a moody gloom.
Go move to Berlin.
That like makes the trees look really green because it's kind of gray. That's my real, that's my color palette and vibe.
I do feel like we got a nice kind of rainy winter.
We had the best, winter. This is my favorite winter.
It was really satisfying for me too.
It was so cozy.
I love a cozy moment in
LA. It was just like a Sopranos coze journey. And then I hope that it repeats this winter, except this time I'll have Tony to be cozy, except it won't be as fun to walk him in the rain.
No, that's not fun.
That takes a lot out of the fun of rain for
and
me.
Then like a wet dog is like an equation that's not that fun.
A wet dog is a scent that I don't love
like it either.
And like a dirt journey that I also don't love. Maybe I'll get him a little raincoat. Do they make dog umbrellas that like fasten around their waist and pop up?
Do they? They might. If they haven't, you can basically make anything, and I think at least 1,000 people will buy it.
And
so
that's
go
like,
for it.
Yeah, I feel like a mini
it's
dog
like that,
umbrella.
It's
would
like
be
that
good.
Catalog Hemmicker Schlemmicker or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's pretty wild.
It's like
the high end
random shit.
It's just like super random. It's just like when for people that have so much money, they bought everything that makes sense that you need to buy just things that don't make sense anymore.
Yeah. Oh, they do make an umbrella, but it's an upside down umbrella that you hold and then it goes over your dog.
Oh, you hold
you
it
hold
for
it
the dog.
Like a cane.
They don't have a little.
No, I want the dog to be self-sufficient holding it itself.
That does sound better. Because imagine your one hand holding the leash and the other hand balancing the upside down umbrella.
If you hold your dog's umbrella, that means you don't get an umbrella. You're just like.
You're both your hands or
you're
what are you going to do?
I
don't really understand. Just get them a slicker.
Yeah.
You know, they make
the
those
vibe.
For sure.
They make a total slicker journey. And it looks like fun. I'll show you.
I've seen. That is fun. See-through.
A see-through one like is a chic fashion moment.
I mean, that is kind of the fashion now.
Yeah.
Just like non-breathable plastic
a
outfits.
PVC yeah. where you can just like sweat. And
yeah.
see that like heating up a little, get a little moisture on your PVC pants or something.
I saw this morning when I was just browsing the internet, I came across a new designer. I don't remember the name, but it was all like incredibly like non-breathable plastic outfits. And I was like, and all the comments were like, incredible, like revolutionary. And I was just like, I mean, I
who
get
was
that,
it? You don't remember?
I'd have to find it. I could probably.
Was it part of like the new?
I can
fashion
figure it out
leaks?
Because it's it was your friend Velveteen.
Ooh, shout out Michael Kaufman.
Yeah,
designer
he
of the Babe
it.
Logo.
he posted on his story. Wait, am I not? Hold on. What's his last name again? Kaufman?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Michael. He posted it. I think he really likes it. I mean, it is interesting to see. Okay, I can tell you the name of it. What he posted was a cool image from it. The designer is called Craig Green.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who that is?
Dee
Dee liked it.
Yeah.
A couple other people I know liked it. It's like pretty avant-garde, but this is not the one. The one that he posted is not the one that I was like, true. When I went into the deep dive, I started to be like, Jesus, like this is the thing. It's like trash bag chic.
Oh, I like that.
It's visually cool. I love that.
Yeah, but as a heavy sweater myself, it's not going to work.
Also, what I find interesting is that part of what makes this extra is that it's not only trash bag that like is sewn to the form of a body, but then it has quite large sort of like trash pieces extending sort of, not like a ribbon, but sort of like a...
just like a embellishment.
Just like a big plastic embellishment all around every limb.
Yeah.
So just to give you like more
volume and plastic. Yeah.
Would you want it in red?
I like the blue.
Yeah. It's more recycle.
Mm-hmm. And I just like blue better than red.
Maybe this deeper blue would be more your thing.
Oh, definitely. That's so very
Where would you wear this to?
I'd wear it in the winter walking the dog.
Just out and about.
Yeah. My dog walking fashions have gotten pretty avant-garde, actually.
It's basically whatever's closest, right?
It's whatever's closest, and then Crocs.
How about this sort of bodega flag journey outfit?
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
You're a fan.
I'm a fan.
You're a huge Craig Green fan.
I'm a major Craig Green
now head. I know what to do for your birthday next year is to get the babe community will all chip in and get you a trash outfit
that's made of
all plastic.
Yeah, I'm sure they cut those outfits cost $1,500.
Oh, for sure.
But if you start now raising money,
yeah,
it will happen.
We can do this, everyone.
There's a good 7 to 8 month lead time.
I'd even chip in for a professional shoot to get glamour shots of you and Tony.
Okay.
Tony in his rain jacket.
In his slicker.
And you in a Craig Green.
Yeah. That's chic.
I'm into it.
I'm ready to outfit coordinate.
Should
with
we fly
him.
You up to Seattle just for fun too?
Yeah. Just to get the mood. I mean, if you're going to fund the shoot, yeah. I want the shoot to be I want a lot of thought.
Let's go back to Japan.
And production put into it. Yeah. I think actually Japan in November, the time or October, November. Yeah.
I want to go back.
I would love to go back too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm eternally hooked on Japan. It's a bummer that it has to be as expensive as this, but flights there are cheaper than going to Europe.
Wow.
Always.
Hot travel tip.
Hot travel tip
for the babe
community. If anyone wants to know about frequent flyer miles, I used to be really good with frequent flyers. I just started following the points guy, which is really funny that I followed him. Because he's been around forever. But then I was I need some help these days. I'm not so good with my points anymore.
I thought I knew who the points guy was, but I know a different...
Heather McClanahan.
Point.
Heather from Atlanta knows him.
I know a different point person.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just amazed that, it involves... I can't fathom the amount of credit card openings and closings one has to do to just rack up the points.
Yeah, or just, spending.
Sending, mailing, minimum spends, then I don't even know. Do you have to have a ton of money to get those points? I feel like you do. You just can't just get points.
How didn't George Clooney in that movie where he flies a lot get points just from flying?
Well, yeah, but that's different. This guy's the points guy's all about
you just
really get. Well, excuse me, just a little burp. Luckily, you guys can't smell it. I I don't know. Anyways, I just want to help people with points, and I also would like help with points. So this is like a...
We can
have a really good relationship. If anyone knows the points guy, I think he's gay. Like, tell him I'd love to collab on, like, a trip and, like, just learn everything. I'll write about it for Vogue.
I'm trying to get us a trip. I just had a meeting.
Wait.
I had a meeting with some people, and I was like... hook me up with brands that want me to travel, and then pitched you as my travel partner because I was he writes for Vogue, so throw that in the mix.
I just published my Peru trip.
I know.
But wait, the thing is, though, is that I'm about to go into a no travel zone.
I know. What are you going to do? I'm a little concerned about how schooling is going to interfere with your heavy duty travel itinerary.
I don't have an itinerary laid out, but my addiction to travel.
Yeah.
It's just going to be back to school. I'm not going to be able to travel.
You've told people what you're going to school to do?
Yeah. I'm going to school to become a therapist in mental health, MFT. I think some listeners or readers, excuse me, have even DM'd me to be like, I'm on if you have questions. I'm sure going to have tons of questions. I've been in a lot of therapy, but... I'm super excited. I went to orientation.
How was it?
It was really cool. It was honestly, though, I'm a very outgoing person, like generally not that shy, but like a school setting made me turn into like the most introverted person where I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. Like, everyone's also so much younger. Not everyone. I'd say like a quarter of the class is roughly my age or older.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of like young energy, mm-hmm. which was like cool, but also confusing because it was like it's skewed female.
Mm-hmm.
And like
now more women are going to college than men.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This is a side.
I don't know why that makes sense, but I just thought
it
I'd just say
does.
That.
It feels right.
But I got like so nervous. I'd be like, hi. Oh,
did they call roll? And they were like, Ed Drosten. You were like, prison.
Hi. Who? I'd be like, oh, sorry. You been waiting in line?
Oh my God.
So like a 23-year-old girl is like, what? And I was so nervous.
You're a shy little school boy.
I was a shy schoolboy. I was super shy.
Do you wear anything different to school?
One does.
Okay.
I am going to get a backpack.
Well, I was just wondering if you present as the Ed Drosten I know and love in a school environment.
Yeah, like this, what you see right now.
It's interesting to think, because knowing the drive that it takes to get to school, which is a troll.
It's not a cute drive.
And then add to that, like the school involves lots of things that I know that you don't like to do, like read and write.
So, I like to write.
Yeah.
I like to read too if I'm like, I just like, I have like ADD and... Mm-hmm. I used to take like some older version of Ritalin. I don't even think it was Ritalin when I was in college, because it's like if it's literature, it's not. I can do it, but if it's text, which is that's what's gonna, it's gonna be like,
yeah,
it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be a full blown challenge for me, but I'm up for it.
Yeah,
I'm up for the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited for you.
I'm not excited about the commute. I'm really not.
Yeah,
I've been already that. Two times. To the campus.
It's about an hour each way.
And I went not at peak times, and it was about an hour.
Yeah.
And it really felt like unfun, the drive. It was not a pretty drive.
The only thing...
It was no like PCH or like...
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like just by the ocean with the top down.
No. It's literally through the center of town.
Yeah.
Just trying to get from one end to the other end in like a diagonal
drive. Full diag. It's basically like
you're
commuting to the
really
airport.
You're going to get really into podcasts. Because those are what helped me now in a long drive. Like, I tend to not even listen to music that often anymore in the car. It's mostly podcasts.
That's because we're aging.
Yeah.
Which
I never
really
thought
crazy.
I'd be like a talk radio person. And
I
then
know.
I turned 30 and then was like, I love NPR. Tell me more. And then now I love podcasts.
MSNBC.
I know you do.
I know.
When we travel, I have a no MSNBC rule.
Well, if I'm creating the itinerary and paying for it, MSNBC is going to be played.
It was like a quota. It was like 30 minutes a day.
Wait, where was it? Not in Japan.
No, but I've mentioned, I was like, I really don't want you to watch MSNBC on this trip. We had to talk about
Which trip?
Japan and then like on tour, on the road.
Tour, yeah.
Yeah. I had to put the kibosh on an MSNBC though. I think you did get like a little hit of it when we were in Toronto. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it's because it's like I start to understand like now I don't know what shifted in me and why this happens. But like, you know, when I was growing up, I remember there used to be like often like, and this is truth now with like a lot with you hear about with Fox News. It's like my mom, you know, you hear about from friends like my mom has Fox News all the time going on in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I have, I mean, I don't have it like that level, but I do.
But you've often had
when
moments.
I'm cooking, we'll put it on and just leave it on for like hours while I'm basically just listening to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't really watch because it's like visuals aren't really that exciting on cable news.
No. It's like red color. It's just like red and then like a square with a head in it.
Red and blue.
Yeah.
It's the American flag colors. Mm-hmm. But it makes me nervous because it's like, what am I becoming if I'm like.
You're just becoming a newsie.
I know, but like a kind of a trash newsie. I mean, MSNBC is not trash, but it's not.
It's not great.
It's not like, it's not like something that I'm like.
BBC.
It's not like something I'm going to get a t-shirt of and like walk around proudly.
Yeah, you wouldn't get MSNBC merch.
I might now. Wait, should I?
I could see you with an MSNBC
Wait,
hat.
I have to talk to you about, I wish you knew more about the anchors on MSNBC, and I'm sure some readers do.
Who's
but like,
the anchors?
I have a weird thing where I'm actually really enjoy the more conservative presenters on MSNBC, which aren't really that conservative, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, but for the network are, because they're kind of more like brash. They're more like amusing to watch, which makes me nervous because I'm like, does that mean I like the sensation? Would I like the sensational Fox thing? I don't think so. I've tried to watch and it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I love a Chris Matthews. But I've talked with like other people that I know that love Chris Matthews too. Like Kevin
Garland.
Does he
play like Hardball?
Hardball. Okay. Love Hardball.
I don't know how I know that because I never watch MSNBC.
Well, I am tired of Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, was like you and everyone else.
Really? Are other people tired of her
too? I feel like there's a lot of like eye rolls and like Rachel Maddow backlash.
Well, I was
happening.
Such a huge, huge Maddow fan, but like after a while, like
when
I mean,
she
it just starts to get like a little bit too like that's sort of like it's just like this sort of I don't know.
When she, I started to get over
anymore.
Her when she like declared like she had like the tax returns. Remember when she was like, I have the tax returns, and then everyone was like, ah!
And then it was like, she doesn't.
And then she didn't, and I was like, wait.
She's like, I have a photocopy of from, like, a fax from someone who said they've seen them once.
Yeah, and I was like, I feel scammed right now. And then I was like, Then I saw her, like, performatively crying on one, and I was like, no. Like, this isn't your place. Like, it felt... I mean, obviously, she can do whatever the fuck she wants. It's her show. But yeah. I was like,
I think she's the most popular one, though.
Tell us,
network.
Like, tell me the news and, like, be a facsimile for, like, strength and, like, just, like, level headedness. I don't want to see you, like, cry.
But her show is sort of an anomaly in the sense that it's kind of based off of, it's more of like, it's based, I feel like it's kind of like reading an opinion piece in the New York Times. It's mm-hmm. like, it's not like just, like, other shows like Hardball. Yeah, everyone's personality shines through.
Yeah.
But I feel like those ones are more just like, here's what's happening, and we're going to talk about it, versus like, there's always like a carefully created like narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it starts out like, 18 years ago at the pencil factory, there was a... And then it like ties into some like political scandal with Trump and
yeah.
then, like a new really like it's always like this sort of like you know, I really liked that for a while, but now it starts to get a little I can't
it.
Do a very good impersonation of her, but she has these isms that after like 6 years of like heavy
not
hanging out. I'm like a little bit ready for the isms to wow. not be a part of my life.
I love that you've spent 6 years like in a Maddow place and you're making your informed opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I've literally spent two like maybe a
two
total
episodes.
Of 10 minutes in the Maddow place, which was one was the tax thing. And then when it was like, I don't have them, I was like, and then like the next time is when I,
you're not here for an MSNBC moment.
I'm not here for like that news. It's yeah. so, it feels so.
I like NPR too, though. Yeah. I like BBC.
I like BBC because that seems
BBC actually reports on like
the
news.
Yeah.
As opposed
like,
to
like
MSNBC is basically just one long politics talk in the US.
Yeah. And it's very like left skewed. So it's like
yeah,
an echo chamber. So it seems to me.
Listen to you, Miss Conservative Sally over there. Wow.
Wow.
Did you see the image of Laura, is her name like Ingerson or something? A Fox News woman who's like super conservative.
Oh, I don't know.
Trying to trigger snowflakes by putting plastic straws and non-energy efficient bulbs on top of a steak. Like, because it was a greenhouse.
A steak?
I guess the steak was like about like...
the beef industry that's like destroying the environment.
It was basically just like a big fuck you to the environment. It's like, let's watch the snowflakes cry now. And she started like sucking on a straw into a, with light bulbs into a steak. And then I was just literally like, this is insane. Like the thing that's so crazy about the right is that it's like, I feel like it's so much based in the glee of like trying to kick the left, where it's like, get them. It's like this bully, like, I mean, this is stating the obvious. We all know this, but it's like, it's all about pissing off snowflakes and libtards and like, and it's just like, yeah. And it's like this gross mob mentality of like white supremacy and like weird, like championing things that are just like not good. Like, it's like, it's pretty easy to just be like, guys, like,
yeah, like, why would you want to?
I like steak too.
Like, greenhouse gas emissions and like.
Also, it's so stupid. It's like there is now the technology for the light bulbs. The LEDs look just as good as the other ones.
Yeah,
they've. I mean, 6-7 years ago, yeah, they were pretty oppressive. They were pretty like not.
But now
soothing.
They give a really great. Chill lighting.
They're
amazing. I only use lamp lights.
I love them.
And I love LED.
If you haven't switched to LED,
don't shame.
Do it. No, I'm not shaming. I'm just saying hats off to the new technology.
I don't even know where you get like a regular light bulb anymore.
Well, California's banned them.
Yeah.
That's why. If you try to buy them on Amazon, it's like can't ship to you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's some, I think I get regular like light bulbs for like my outside string cafe lights. But because those, I tried to get LED ones, they didn't fit. But I love a metal straw. I'm obsessed with metal straws.
I don't like a metal straw.
Oh, I love them.
I don't like the taste of metal.
It doesn't taste
I don't like a metal water bottle. I don't like a metal glass.
Like metal.
It does to me.
It
I'm
does
very,
not.
Very sensitive
no,
to metal.
No, it doesn't. The
I
metal straws don't. And I know what you're saying because I don't like a metal water bottle because of that. But a metal straw does not taste like metal.
I don't like it.
I hate a paper straw. Paper straws
like
are trash.
I'll use it, but it's not.
I'll
it doesn't
use it,
me,
but I'll resent
if I,
it.
If you snooze, you lose.
You
with a,
do
if,
lose.
With a paper straw. You can't. You got to drink that iced coffee
down
fast.
And
you got
I
10
like
minutes.
To sometimes take my time.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about pacing with eating and drinking. You have to just slow down, enjoy life, look out the window.
I like a metal straw a lot.
I know, but I support you.
Did you read?
I like a glass water bottle.
I love a glass water bottle.
For me,
or a BPA-free plastic water bottle.
Glass for me is just the answer.
But also glass is so breakable.
Not with these water bottles where they have the rubber on the outside.
Oh yeah, true.
But should I invent a glass straw with rubber, a giant rubber on the outside so it can't break?
Isn't that already invented?
Glass straws, I'm sure
they're
out there.
Oh, glass straw.
Did I say water bottle again?
I heard water bottle. I was like, no, you shouldn't.
I'd love a glass straw, but would I carry it everywhere? Probably not. I forgot.
No. Did you read or hear about Jonathan Franzen, that author, like published an opinion piece that was like, we need to like get real. Like we're not going to be able to change like climate change. And like, we need to stop making
this great
huge sticking point and like focus on the ways that we can just like, prevent against all the fallout instead. And people got furious at him.
I mean, it's not really the vibe.
No, but I also was like the more I thought about it, the more I was like, he's kind of right. In
you're just becoming more conservative with age.
No. I'm like
after last week, you know. I know what cable news you like.
Laugh and we're like, just like the No, but I think I understand where he was coming from. Like, obviously, I'm all for like let's try and save the environment. But I also get that it's like, we probably won't be able to get 8 billion people in the world in every country to get on the same page and like,
I know, but it's
to save
it's
the
like,
environment within the time frame that scientists are saying we need to do it. They're like, you have 12 years.
But it's not like we're not trying to do what he's saying already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like people aren't planning for the fallout or whatever, or trying to make it diminish the fallout of it anyway, mm-hmm. but they're also trying to prevent it and using language that's slightly more encouraging as opposed to just being like, well,
it's not like I don't believe in like throwing up your hands and then just like lighting a cig and being like, wait,
just
for
says
death.
It like he is.
Yeah. But I
just tells it like it is.
I'm like, I'll get my metal straw.
The thing that I keep reading about straws is that God bless that I think they're banned in the state now.
Yeah.
The plastic
you can
ones.
Get them if you really ask for one.
Like, give it.
But you have to be like the only times I would ever want to get one is at Starbucks. But then I have never asked because I'm just like, I'm not going to be that person that's like, oh, excuse me, can I have a straw, please?
You can just drink out the edge of the cup.
You drink out the edge of it. But sometimes a straw is nice because I like.
Well, in a car when you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen.
And I like the, like, holding the coffee by the top and then having, like,
of
the
course.
Straw.
Of course. Feels good on the edge of your fingertips.
Feels good
in
between your fingers to have that.
It's a tactile moment.
Straw. Yeah. But you know what?
Sometimes when I'm feeling really silly, I'll put a plastic
turtles.
Straw over a whole tooth. Have you ever done
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've done that. I like that.
Yeah. If for it's some reason it, like, move. Squeezes the tooth and you feel, like, a little pressure and you're like, ooh.
You're you like,
pull
am
it
I
out
a dentist
with
now?
Zero fear of, like, a wood or something getting caught, it's the plastic comes out. So sometimes I'm like, this is another way of flossing, and I feel like maybe everyone should try it.
Yeah. I like it.
Hot tip. Put the straw over your teeth if you can.
My dentist, I went to the dentist recently.
They recommended to do that?
No. He shamed me. He comes in and he goes, so how come you don't like to floss? And I was like, what are you talking about?
Every dentist ever.
I go, I floss every day, which is true. But I use...
I just was flossing literally an hour ago, by the way.
This is not environmentally friendly.
What?
I use those little floss plastic sticks.
That's how I floss.
That's how I floss because I don't like wrapping the floss around my fingers and like cutting off. And then
I can use those little things while I'm like watching something or doing something. It's like I don't have to be in front of the mirror for it.
Yeah, I don't
just take a little piece of tissue, use it, wipe it off, and just use it. And I use it much more.
Yeah, I use it every day. Where before it was like, I'd always be like, okay, now's the time when I'll floss. And then I would just never floss. And then I started flossing every day a year ago and was so proud. And he was like, well, it's not good enough and I'll show you why. And then basically told me that those things aren't even good for flossing.
Why? It's a floss.
He says that you need to wrap it around your tooth and then get into your gum with the strings. And those
I do
just
that
go like up and down. But now
oh, no.
I'm doing it with
I
those.
Do those. I curve in. But I don't do them every day. Which is
now I'm going to start. Now I started to curve because there's no way. I'm not going to use. There's just no. I'm not
you
doing
You literally
it.
Have to curve.
You have to curve. It's not. You want your, it's not a choice.
Yeah.
If you want your teeth to stay healthy, you have to floss
for
and you
me,
have to curve.
I have gum recession, which I hate.
Me too.
I hate because the way that like the picture they keep painting is that like you're just going to become one big.
You're going like, to have a
all
skeleton
your teeth fall
teeth.
Out.
No, it's not fall out. You
yeah,
just
because there's no gums left to hold them.
No, but they're it's not your gums that are holding your teeth in.
Yes, they are.
No, it's they're not. Oh my God, it's like a cocktail party. Mm,
it's coffee. And she's got a Spindrift. You should get sponsored by Spindrift because it's so fucking good.
Tell everyone.
You guys, this is
not
a public
an ad.
Service
this
announcement.
It's not an ad. It's true.
No, it's not an ad. You'll know the ad because it's like, what's your ad this week?
Care of, I think.
I love.
The vitamin service, it's great. You'll hear the ad.
Yeah. In case you're worried, you'll hear it.
You'll hear
my ad is for Spindrift because it's like, I don't know why this took so long because it's such a no-brainer to have soda water with just a dash of fruit juice. And it's so quenching and delicious. I particularly love grapefruit and raspberry lime, which sounds gross because most things you think raspberry lime, ew, artificial, ew, gross, Jolly Rancher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But not this company. Uh-uh. All natural yum yums. So smooth and delicious. 9 calories
per can.
Yes.
That was a really good ad.
Wait, should I get hired?
It was really organic, like the lead in to it.
Did you see my face start to really glow? Yeah, talking
advertisers
about it?
Love like just like a bring up like a conversational like.
I'm hooked on them.
The wild thing about water bottles is
also this is going to sound weird, but they kind of fill you up.
Yeah, they're a meal.
Yeah,
it's a 9-calorie.
Like meal. Sometimes, like I think to myself because I'm like always trying to like not. I'm like, we'll eat really fast and I will potentially just eat too much. So then I'm like, just have a Spindrift and just mellow for a minute. And then I do and I'm like, huh, not as hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Diet plans.
Mm-hmm. They have like a hint of fruit juice in them. It's delicious.
It's all natural too.
It's all natural. What does that mean exactly?
It means it's actual fucking juice.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
Yep. Is that what it says?
Yeah. Sparkling water and real squeezed fruit. Yep. That's it.
Sorry.
I love a smug.
Yeah, it's like, I know you're looking for more. That one has like 2 more calories than the raspberry lime. I think that's 11.
This is yum. Non-GMO, fruit from farms, certified gluten-free.
Mm.
Wow.
I love.
This is 17 calories. So
17? Cool.
Yeah.
Oddly, the grapefruit has way more than
grapefruit
the...
has a lot of calories.
That's a twist I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Please, someone tell me why citrus is higher in calories than, like, delicious raspberry. I love raspberries. They're my favorite fruit.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Damn, I just realized I'm not supposed to...
promote other things?
No. I'm not supposed to have grapefruit with the new anxiety medications that I'm on.
I've heard about that. It's pretty...
What's that about?
I think it's...
But I also took that at like 8 a.m. and it's 3 now, so I think it's...
I would just say that that's like a little bit silly. It's like basically don't sit down and have like 5 giant grapefruits.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Don't drink 32 ounces of pure fresh
even still grapefruit juice. 100% you'll be fine. I don't really even think anything would happen then. It's just like one of those precautions that you're like, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Spindrift is really good.
No, I haven't been this excited about a product in a while.
I know you're really excited about it. And
I have them on regular Amazon delivery.
Wow.
Also not great for the environment, sorry.
No.
Fuck, I need to step up my game.
Their carbon footprint.
I need to step up my fucking game. It's not cool. I mean, we've done I don't buy bottled water. We have a filtration system in the house.
That's
and I
cool.
always fill up my glass water bottles. I only will buy bottled water if I'm in a city that has gross tasting water and I'm like in a hotel. That's when I'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, but like in Europe, drank tap every single day because it's so delicious. At least in Switzerland,
well,
it
also,
is.
Also, you're in like the mountains of
I know.
Switzerland.
It's literally spring
like
water.
Where all the bottled water comes from.
I love it. Look, I love it. Wait, speaking of Europe, it's pretty chill to just go to Europe for 5 weeks. I like that.
I never drink bottled water unless I'm in a city where it tastes gross. But the good thing was I was in Europe and I drank all the tap water there. Because you're literally
like, fly to Switzerland and just drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's
the
cheap.
The only tap water that I'll really drink is like Swiss tap water. Because it's just like so delicious. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like so delicious.
It's really weird, but I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Normally, I won't drink tap water, but sometimes, depending on where I am in Europe, I will drink tap water. It's really good.
It's regional Europe specific.
Not everywhere
Not
in Europe.
Not everywhere, no. I don't think I love the tap water in Puglia.
No.
I didn't love it.
I don't think so.
I didn't love it.
I feel like in like Venice, also not a great tap water.
I don't know. I can't remember. I gotta go back.
Yeah. But like Switzerland?
It's got really good water.
Yeah, great water.
There's really no way to
try
get around
the tap
that
water
back.
Hot travel tip for Switzerland.
Yeah, if anyone's looking
you're in Switzerland, just turn on the faucet and have a big glass
or just
of tap
go
water.
To the literal fountains everywhere.
Yeah,
There's just drinking fountains everywhere.
Wow.
They're beautiful.
Isn't there like a water retreat in Switzerland where you just like go and like drink like delicious water as like a retreat?
I don't know that.
I think that there is.
All I can say is that Switzerland is insanely expensive and insanely beautiful.
It looked beautiful.
I'd never had such good weather there. For this trip was honestly super amazing because I haven't spent a trip with Simon like that in 5 years. And also every time I've been to Switzerland before, it's always randomly been raining. And we got the best weather ever. I mm-hmm. hiked every day. I walked so much. I really miss, I have to say, like, I'm starting to really, the one thing about LA that I was in denial about, it bums me out that I just don't walk as much here. It just truly bums me out.
Yeah.
But I did get a bike. But anyways, Switzerland, a literal crappy mayonnaise-y salad is like $15. And it's like small.
How big?
That.
Mm-hmm.
They love shredded carrots, which is just honestly not my favorite thing. Yeah. I'd rather a crunch, mm-hmm. not like a little like floppy noodle carrot. I want like a crunch, like a little cube of carrot or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
But they have love really expensive good, like, things.
Ethnic food, when I was at this, I think it was an Israeli restaurant. So you know when like you get like a lamb kebab, basically like a skewer with like minced lamb meat, not even like full chunks.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not that big on the kebab. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One skewer of this, first of all, I just think of like that type of food as like not being as expensive as like say French or even Italian. Anyways, one skewer of this on a like very thin smear of kind of like a Botanica smear
mm-hmm.
of, I can't remember what sauce it was.
My like. Favorite small expensive plate restaurant.
Trolled. Anyways, that was $35.
Wow.
I once went to a Greek restaurant that was very like kind of like no frills, like just kind of like coming to a Greek place. $37 for two chicken shish kebabs, a little piece, a little bit of rice, and some like cucumber.
But people make a lot of money in Switzerland, so that's why everything's more expensive.
Yeah, but it's the only thing that's cheaper is cheese. We ate a lot of cheese.
Mm, I love fondue.
I really do too.
It's so delicious. I have a fondue maker at home.
We gotta do it.
We have to have a fondue party. I have the whole
thing. Guess what we're doing tonight?
What?
Raclette, which is like the other cheese national dish.
Oh, amazing. Is that just the thing where you do the thing?
No. It's like, well, there's different ways of doing it, but you basically like melt the cheese in front of you and you like take pieces off the block as it's melting and then put it on bread. Cornichons or like bread or like cauliflower or little onions or whatever.
Wow, gel.
It's delish.
Mm.
But I have to say, I was deeply and continue. This is so I thought when I first went to Europe, like as a teenager, I remember having a warm Coke with zero ice in Italy and being like, like, why?
Yeah.
But I remember thinking like, you know, evolution, time goes
on. You're like, they are from Europe after all. They're a little bit old school. Somehow they'll learn about ice one of these days.
I did figure like by the time I got out of college, like ice would be there. They'd learn
about ice, yeah.
Still no.
But like a warm, soft drink. We're in
2019 and the continent is still aggressively anti-ice. Like, they just aren't here for it, and I don't understand it. Because, one, it's free. It's water.
Yeah.
They have great water, as we mm-hmm. talked about. Delicious ice cubes. Why not? All the fridges are minuscule little, tiny little bread boxes. And if someone has ice, it's usually these, like, plastic containers that you fill, and they're one use only. That's not good for the environment.
Mm-mm.
And then you pop them out and throw that plastic away. But most people just generally don't have ice. Finding ice is next to impossible to buy.
Yeah.
And people are just like, they love to make like a warm, well, restaurants will give you ice if you order like an Aperol spritz or something.
If you order a cocktail.
Yeah. But
certain cocktails.
But if you try to get iced coffee, I spoke about it a lot on my stories about the struggles of an iced coffee.
You could not get a good iced coffee to save your life.
That's honestly where I'm a little problematic because I would often go to Starbucks because they will just give me the iced coffee that I want.
Yeah.
And I...
Starbucks delivers time after time.
But you know how much a fucking iced cold brew was?
$12.
Eight. Pricey. $8 for a cold brew. That's majority ice.
Venti?
That's a case of too much ice.
You ask for extra ice in your
I ask for less ice, so I get more of the brew.
Okay.
Hot tip, by the way. But I just want to know, I'm sure there's some European readers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I got a lot of feedback from people. And like, I feel like the new generation, I'm getting hope again. Like I was when I was a teen, when I was like, things will change.
Yeah.
And I started to feel like...
I love your cause.
Yeah, it's an important cause. It's 2019 and that's my cause.
If you were running in for 2020, your cause would be like ice in Europe.
for another country
to make Europe get ice. Not anything for America. You're like, it's we're good. We need to focus
my
on
high cost. My ice for Europe.
Getting ice please, in Europe, please.
Please. I beg of you.
I'll never stop fighting.
I won't.
As your
I
president,
try to introduce people to ice, and like I'm like, isn't that so much more refreshing? Because it really is. I mean, I use ice all the time.
One on the road. You're like, vote for me. You go on the road in Europe, but live cast it to America. And you're like, we're making big strides in the ice. And it's like meeting with people like bit by bit at restaurants.
Like village to village, like, being like, with wow, bags of ice, being like, try it.
Try this. And then you're like,
with
and
now without ice.
Try this.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Like a warm Spindrift?
No. But like here, I'm going to put some of this stuff called ice in there.
And they're going to be like, wait, what?
And you're going to be like, I know.
But it's funny. I talk to people then that are young and they're like, no, it's fine. Like one cube. They love a one cube.
They love like a one cube that like melts and makes everything more watery.
Instantly.
Yeah. It's I'd rather have no ice and just suffer than a one cube.
I wonder, even a two cube is a troll for me.
It's a too much of a troll.
The most aggressive to me is a three cube. Because the three is literally like kind of bragging about their ice, what they have, but it's also just not going
to
cut it.
We're not going to give you enough to
once
really
it goes to four,
cool
then I'm like,
all right,
I can work with this.
Yeah.
But three, especially in a hot iced coffee, a hot coffee that they're just doing that way.
No.
It's just so aggressive. It's a slap in the face.
I will not.
A one cube is usually gone by the time it reaches my hand.
I won't order iced coffees from places that pour a hot coffee over ice, because that to me is not an iced coffee. That's a hot coffee that you just poured more water into.
I will take the time often to explain how I want it.
I love you fighting this uphill battle. Like I would just be like, hot coffee please. But I can go between
oddly,
hot and iced.
I don't remember the last time I had a hot coffee. I won't do it.
I love a hot coffee. Like I'll drink iced coffee, and like sometimes when it's so hot, like today, it's like you want an iced coffee. But what I really love is like when it's like a little bit an LA chill outside, and then I just I'm like,
no,
it's cold,
I will drink
I have
iced
like
coffee in the bitter
coffee.
Cold winters of New York.
You love it. You're like that iced coffee gay, and like
I know
sun,
it's like
summer.
One of my big gay things, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm really gay.
The gayest thing like, about you is
the
your
gayest
love
thing
for
about me.
Coffee.
If anyone wants to know, has nothing to do with sucking dick. It's all about my like. I buy into the iced coffee culture.
Wait, did you? So you would tell them how would you order an iced coffee?
Usually,
but I'd be like, "Hello,
I would order." I would say like I would like three espresso shots over ice because that's a little bit easier to do. It's hot, but it's not like a boiling pot of like hot water coffee.
You know?
Then they would do.
Would you say
often
fill up,
if I saw
a cup with ice?
If they were receptive to my instructions, I'd be like, let's first just do the three shots. Then we're gonna do ice Americano. Put cold water on top of it so that it. Or that's how you make an Americano.
Yeah, this is a lot of info, though.
And then put cold milk. And then put the ice, so that the ice doesn't melt immediately. If they're not receptive, I will settle for, like, a hot espresso poured on the ice or vice versa.
Couldn't you just say, like, will you bring me a glass filled with ice?
I do that. That's kind of like my Oklahoma City thing.
Yeah, and then bring me three shots. Yeah, and then you just, like, architect your own coffee drink.
That was a really big troll.
That was a big troll. It was a troll that then the person knew they were being trolled.
You want to tell it?
They didn't realize at the time. I feel like we talked about
it. Did we talk about it?
I can retell.
Well, we don't want to waste time. We'll
I can't believe, also, side note, that was like 5 years ago that we went to Oklahoma City.
That's when we met Foxy.
I know.
I still follow her.
Love her.
Anyways, I am running on a cause. Ice.
Ice in Europe.
Ice and iced coffee. I mean, iced coffee is like second. That's like my MVP.
Mm-hmm.
A nice iced coffee is who I'm running with.
Yeah, you're running me.
Yeah. When I introduce ice to like small Bavarian villages and stuff, I'm going to then have iced coffee with me. Being like, also, I know this feels weird, but try it.
Just try it.
Just tell me if you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll watch and I'll be like, you don't hate it, do you?
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, 9.
Maybe start on like the fringes of the cities to get all the like rural folk in on it first. Yeah. Like mobilize the masses.
Yeah.
Then move to the more urban areas.
It's really challenging though, I will say this, to interact with small town Switzerland. They're mm-hmm. just not here for anyone.
Really?
They're grumps. The Germans.
Even the young people?
Sometimes. They're just like really like...
They don't want you, an American, in their space.
No, it's not even that. They just don't want like...
They want anything. Interaction.
They don't even act like they want all the money they're charging for what they're giving you. It's pretty wild. Simon started to really notice it.
What is their vibe? Is it like a French vibe where it's just like kind of rude and unaccommodating? Or is
it
like...
It's that, but it's also...
Because I... Like, while I don't love being on the receiving end, I respect it and I actually like it. Because I'm like, you're
like, touché.
Like, yeah, I'm
it's
like...
a little French back at you.
It's a real, like, it's a power move that I appreciate.
Let me give you a little anecdote. So I was at a supermarket in a small town in Switzerland called Erinnen, for those who know. Said zero readers. Actually, it was the town next to Erinnen, which I'm blanking on right now. But
so not Erinnen.
Not Erinnen.
Wow. Okay, great.
Anyways, it was small. It was in the Swiss-German speaking part. This is just one of many examples of like the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I was in line at the grocery store, and I like literally like was like, oh, I forgot. Well, all my stuff was on the thing, and she was like literally like reaching to do it. I went for under 20 seconds to grab something, and an older woman had come in, and I didn't see that she'd like forcefully come in. So I went back to my things, which were in front of her, and she was like started yelling at me, like, get out. And she was so aggressive, and I was like, what? Like, what's going on? She was like, ugh.
You got like, out of line.
Scoffing at me.
You can't do that American Whole Food shit in Europe. You can't leave anything.
I'm sorry. That's in Italy, like people are like, Italy, they just love to loll. They're like, lol. It's like feisty and fun. Like you're in on the feist.
Yeah.
There, it's just a full assault of grump. And then you want to know what I did though?
What?
You know I like to get back. So she was so rude. And I was, of course, not happy.
Did you continue your checkout journey or did you let
her
go ahead?
No, because she was so aggressive about it.
She was really
mad. I was just like, I can wait. But she had a lot of cat food. So that was sort of like a beep, like a little bit of a sign of...
You're like, I notice you have a...
Meow, so meow. Then she, like a lot, cat lady, stereotype. But she... So then she... The crazy thing is then she started to like... shield her ATM thing, like the little, because she thought that I was here to like rob her.
Yeah.
All of a sudden she was like, and she kept looking at me like, and she was like, oh, like very like and I just was giving her my biggest ice there I could.
Mm-hmm.
But then in European things, they have a little like flap at the end for like two people to like bag. They don't like to bag for you, by the way. You bag yourself, which I don't love, but I was bagging next to her, and it was a very uncomfortable, like, side-by-side bag.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought to myself, I'm going to get her. So what I did, so trolly, but I totally stand by it, and Simon was really pleased I did. When I bagged it, I could have just easily picked up the bag and walked away. Instead, I rotated and had it just brushed by her arm very lightly, but I knew it would set her off. And she was like, And she started screaming so loud. Like, people were all staring, and I was just like, what? What? Oh. But then, like, also, I'd like shoot her like a secret one-on-one glare.
You did like a secret, like, yeah, where, it's, like, where you knew that she would know that you did yeah. it on purpose.
Simon wanted to stay in the parking lot and confront her, and I was like, let's just go, like, babe. That's too much. My little brush roll was great because it was so gentle. It was like maybe like
it was a light touch, but was like she was big, in a no touch. It was like that. Not a bump even, just a brush.
Maybe a small bump.
How old was she?
It's like 60.
I love that you bullied an elder. You bullied
that's not
a
elderly
senior citizen.
Don't be ageist.
Don't. You're ageist.
60 is, what are you talking about?
Senior
rude
citizen.
Is rude. Rude is rude.
Did Simon speak German to her and try and explain?
He wanted to, but he was out in the car waiting.
Oh. So you just had some major grocery store drama down.
Well, she was just making such a scene about it, so I was like, I'm going to leave you with one last gift.
A small
bump.
I love a bump, and then like as she's freaking out, like, you're like, what? Oh my God. What? What could she? Well, I don't even know what she's saying.
I'm just like, what?
And then when no one else
because
is looking,
honestly,
then she
I will
looks
say this,
at you.
The people working there and the other people were just like, they were totally like, I got the energy that they were like with
they
me.
They were team Ed.
Well, I think they were just like, this woman's being, even for them, like a group of grumpers.
They were like, we don't
they were
like,
this is too much.
We don't like what you did with the leave the line and come back. But we understand that this lady's like a little
taking
bit.
Taking it too
taking
far.
Taking it too far. Yeah. I love she, you. Then giving her a look like,
I love a quick glare to let them know. I know.
It was a glare or like a
just
smile.
Just in case they were curious if it was an accident
glare.
Or not, I want them to know it wasn't an accident. Do any other readers have that thing where, like, if I get into a little like public tiff with someone like that and they
You'll
don't happen
troll.
A lot, I am truly unafraid to talk back.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tries to, I mean, it's kind of like, although I was pretty afraid to talk back to the guy on the vape law.
Yeah.
On the plane. I was definitely like, I'm in the wrong here.
I don't talk back. I don't clap back, like, on social media or anything, because I think that that's a bad
no,
look.
No, in person. I'm
but
an in person.
In person, if someone is rude to me, I will absolutely clap back.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I think there's, like, an injustice being
My favorite
done.
Thing to do is just smile to someone that's mad. Be like, just like a little, like, hi.
I can't even think of, like, I haven't been fucked with in a long time.
I've definitely had, I can't think of the exact examples, but I've definitely had a few moments where I've just been like, I think you're okay. Like, I would say that some, because it's usually someone that's, like, upset about something so minute. And I'll just say, be like, are you okay? Wait, let me just make sure. Are you okay? Wait, let me just double check. Are you okay? Is anything hurt here? Anyways, and then that really gets them going.
That sets them off.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Like my neighbor that always flips me off.
Oh, yeah, because you
I love
speed
him.
By.
I don't really speed by, but he loves to just, anyways.
All right,
should moving on.
Should we do some reader mail?
Oh my God, this went so fast.
I know, it goes by fast.
Wait a second. That's it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You have a lot more to say.
I know, I could really keep
going. You could
going
really
on.
Keep going.
I would really love readers to come and episode. Tell us all about what they do when someone starts to get a little bit aggro in a public setting.
Yeah, I want like to know any sort
do you do
of,
like a subtle
controls.
Like seat push on an airplane? Do you give a glare? Do you give a smile? Do you do like a little mutter?
I
or do you just
push.
Cower away and leave the scene immediately?
I won't cower.
No, you won't. I know you won't.
No.
We're similar in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like examples.
I'm in like a stand up for myself or like do like a mini troll.
But if I'm often in the wrong, like if I cut it off someone accidentally and they're mad, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I feel like I'm always like, oh, excuse me. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm very polite like that. But if someone's just being
I don't
out of control
on the road either, because
no,
I think that that's a
There's
really
no
dangerous
point.
Thing
no
to do. There's no point. And if someone like cuts you out, like I'll road rage to myself in my car and call them a fucking idiot, but like I won't try and get back at them with like a speed up or like a road threat, because you never know. Like I've done that in the past, and then
I've never done that
spit at me.
Oh,
it was wild.
I don't engage in road rage.
No, I just like silent. I rage to myself in the safety of my own
car. I actually
car.
Don't even get that. Even when people get mad at me on the road for something, freak out about something, I'm just like,
Yeah.
Like, live and learn.
I try not to engage.
I'm just too engrossed in MSNBC, to be honest.
Does MSNBC have a podcast?
They
you
do
just
pods.
Blast that. Blast that on your long drive to school.
Well, they're always broadcasting, so it's like you never have to worry about it.
Yeah. The good news is you won't miss anything.
Okay, reader mail.
Hi, Lara and beloved guest. The last pod's reader mail about the friendship breakup was fully triggering and eye-opening for me at the same time. I just fully cut off contact a month ago with my babe, an alcoholic and manipulative ex, after a year of back-and-forth fuckery. By the way, Lara, dating an alcoholic who pissed themselves semi-regularly was less of a snuggly Bradley Cooper and a Star Is Born journey and more of a chain-smoking Elizabeth Taylor and a Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf journey. The past year has mainly consisted of him pulling me in and out of his life on a whim, then gaslighting me to make it seem like I couldn't let go of the relationship. His darkest tactic was sending several "I should just end it" texts to get my attention when I would start to ignore him. Really cute behavior. I could not for the life of me figure out why I still cared for such a horrible person until Alina said it sounded like last week's reader was in a typical narcissist empath relationship. Holy shit. I read about it after finishing the podcast, and it's a literal roadmap to the last 2 years of my life. I seriously wish I had known about this dynamic earlier, but at least knowing this now has made me feel less crazy. It's strangely comforting to know that at least partly there's a psychological explanation for why it was so hard to put this relationship behind me. Sorry for the lengthy exposition, but here's the part where I need your wisdom. I'm a musician, and I've been writing an album for the past 3 years. Naturally, my babe of next features in some of my songs, but should he? I think a normal relationship and breakup is a common fodder to write about, but part of me doesn't want to share something so emotionally vulnerable about a person who is mostly emotionally abusive. I don't know if using these experiences for my music is babe or babe. I've attached one of the songs below for reference. If anything, your feedback on the song would mean the world. Love and light. East Side Reader. P.S. Ooh. I grew up in small town Texas, evangelical home, and have lived in L.A. for the past 5 years. Hearing about your journey and survival of the South / Christians babying the fuck out has brought me many lols and moments where I'm literally shaking my fist and cursing in my car because I relate so hard. Keep doing what you do because your insight, humor, and perspective is a balm for the soul in these batshit times we live in.
I think that anything's fair game with lyrics, unless it's so explicit, like it's...
Unless you're, like, saying his first name, last name, yeah. Address.
Yeah. There's been some... I remember when, like, the singer from Dirty Projectors was singing very, very, like, detailed information about his breakup, and his ex was also a musician, and it was just... That felt a little like it was too detailed, and it was like, I don't know. I think it's like you would know if it's kind of vague, but it's like you're not going to sing about peeing your pants anyway. You're not going to be like, you peed in your pants in the bed last night.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there's a way to
but
do
the
it.
The hurt and the feelings that you're feeling, you can totally sing about. Mm-hmm. Of course. That's like what makes music often.
Yeah. And your experience is the most important part, and like how you processed it.
Yeah.
Because it's always, I think, less about what that person did and more about like who you were. And
it's also so cathartic. It's like if you feel like you want to write it, just write it, and then like take like maybe like a week away from it and see if it feels like you want to keep going with it or not, or whether it felt like a kind of like outlet, just or like a way to sort of like process something. Because I've found that I for myself in life, I've written things that I didn't end up using, but they were really important for me to write at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And maybe it's like write your most like explicit version of the song just to like puke it all out of yourself, and then you can like edit back from there. Like if you really are wanting to give like pee pants details in song form.
Yeah.
And then you can just like see how you feel, like you said.
I'm sorry you had a rough 2 years with your ex.
I'm sorry, but I think it makes you
stronger.
And the most important thing is you got out of the relationship.
Yeah.
And you're still kicking.
On the east side. Maybe we run into each other.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You can get Spindrift with me.
Hi, Queen Lara. Longtime reader, second time writer. I'm currently at a crossroads in my life and could really use some advice. I'm 33, originally from LA, but have lived most of my life in Seattle.
Oh. If you randomly move to Seattle, it's going to be really wild.
The last time I was there, I was like, I love this. I love it here. It's so green and so gray. The color palette really, really worked for me.
Yeah. But are the lols as big there?
TBD.
You need to do some, like, some field work.
I need to do some field research. Work. Yeah.
Road trip?
Maybe I'll go. Well,
should we road trip?
Maybe.
I've always wanted to go to the Olympic Peninsula, too.
I want to go up in that area before it's wiped out by a fucking earthquake tsunami.
That's bleak.
I know, but I'm just saying. At the end of my 20s, I lived
my virginity. What? Gay virginity in Seattle.
Love that.
It's a special place for me.
It sounds like it.
Sorry.
At the end of my 20s, I lived in a party house with roommates for 4 years, which was real fun until the last year when a bunch of drama blew up and we all decided to move out and go our separate ways. Three of my roommates moved to Las Vegas and we fell out of touch.
Wow.
Yeah, Jesus, I would fall out of touch quickly too. One moved back in with her husband, long story, and I, with hesitation, decided to move back to my parents' house for a bit to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I've always kept close ties to my friends and family in LA and visit often, so I figured it would be the perfect opportunity to pay off my debt, save some money, and move down to California. Things have not gone as planned. I had a nice savings built up at first, but some pretty severe car issues drained them. I was stuck at a job I hate for a while and fell into a depression and just started spending money with abandon and gaining a ton of weight. So here I am almost 2 years later, still at my parents' house with a much smaller savings than I would have hoped, and just now trying to move my life in a positive direction. I've been working out, losing weight, getting more on track with money, and I've begun looking into some options for my next step. I'm determined to move somewhere at the start of 2020. We have some close family friends in the Pasadena area who would be willing to put me up as I got settled and was initially planning on going that route, but I've recently reconnected with my old roommates and was just in Las Vegas for the wedding of two of them. A few of my other friends from Seattle have moved down there and they've reformed our old social group with the more healthy dynamic of not all living together. They're having a great time, loving the city, and really want me to join them and come live in Vegas. And while I didn't consider it initially, after visiting and getting a better feel for it and reconnecting with a lot of people I love, now I'm torn. I hate that we trashed Vegas at the top of this.
I'm sorry.
It's a funny twist, though. Either way, I get the sun and the palm trees I'm craving. In Vegas, I'd have my old social circle back and it would be much more affordable. Having only lived in LA and Seattle, very expensive cities, the prospect of being able to easily live comfortably in a very nice apartment by myself is extremely tempting. It's cheap enough that I could use it as a temporary stop too and keep saving for the ultimate goal of a California move in the future while not being stuck in my parents' house in Seattle. Plus, it would be a ton of fun and there's plenty to do. The downside would be it's not where I ultimately want to end up and it's nowhere near the coast and I'm very spiritually connected to the ocean. The pluses of LA would be close to extended family and old family friends, somewhere I have a deep connection to and love for and have been trying to get to for a few years. Ultimately, it's where I want to be. The downsides, though, would be I would initially be living in yet another family's house until I could find a place on my own, and there's no guarantee that I could. It might not work out, and I would not want to be a burden on our family friends and overstay my welcome, so I'd have an awkward few months in a basement and then have to come back up and end up where I started. And if I do find a place, it might have to be with a roommate, and I'm so not down with a roommate journey at this point in my life. I also have a dog. My credit isn't great, so finding an affordable apartment that allows pets would accept my application in areas of LA that do not completely suck or downright dangerous might prove difficult. Sorry for the length, but I could really use some input on my journey. Do I chase my dream and take a chance on something that might work out and I'm not in a place to really do correctly? Or do I take a half step backwards towards happiness, go for the easier option where I think I will still probably be happy at least for a while? I wish I could have the option to get my savings completely in order and do an LA journey correctly, but time is running out and I got to do something. I'm sick of spinning my wheels where I am. Thanks for everything you do. Love the pod. Attach her some pictures of my pug just because he's handsome and we love a pug moment. This pug is a cutie. Oh, Angel. I think you should move to Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like you've already made up your mind.
Yeah. Like, why?
Literally, you spent And I get it. You've thought a lot about it, and you were just literally like, I'd have to live in hell. I wouldn't be able to find an apartment. It'd be awkward to live in the basement.
Yeah.
Like, looks like Vegas is the answer. I just have a hard time giving an opinion that isn't through my lens, which is an anti-Vegas lens.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult for me to get that. I'm pretty anti-Vegas
as well. But in this special situation, I'm pro-Vegas for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really pro-Vegas for you.
I'm pro wherever you think you're going to be happiest, because if you're happy, the rest of this shit is going to come together in its time. But if you're very unhappy, trying to get your shit together is so much harder. True. So,
I mean,
if Vegas makes you happy, who am I to judge?
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, Vegas really soothes a lot of people.
That's true.
I mean, around the world. It's a city
where people live.
Love to go.
And love to go.
It's a place that millions of people just like choose to spend their vacations there.
Yeah. People go there and then have the time of their lives.
Time of their lives. So just because it's not for me doesn't mean it's not for you.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you'll probably have a great time. You have a good support network there. Your dog and you will have space. You won't have to have a roommate.
Yeah, you'll have your own place. That is very attractive.
That is very, and it's important. And like when, like Lara said, like when you're happier, you'll figure out like if you really need to move to California or wherever, that might be more, if you know, you'll figure it out with time.
It's easier to put your plans in motion.
What you really need is a change of setting from where you are right now.
Yeah.
And Vegas does fit that category, is giving you that. It's a change.
I love it.
So do it.
Good luck to you and your pug.
Yeah. But be careful. Pugs have issues with the heat.
I know. That's another thing about Vegas. But that is weird for a pug. Your pug might not love it.
So it's kind of weird for the pug, but it's good for you. I love the
TBD
pug.
How happy your pug is going to be. I feel like maybe your pug will be happier in like a Pasadena like basement location that seems like cool and shadowy.
There's AC everywhere.
But there's AC everywhere in Vegas, and it's not like you're going to be taking the pug on hikes. Yeah. So
pugs don't hike.
I think you have to put your happiness in front of the pug's happiness. Yeah. Which is difficult to do, I know, because you do want your pug to be the happiest pug that it can be. But say lovey.
I always think about like where, if I couldn't live here, where would I live in the States? And to be honest, I don't know. Having toured the States and been to like pretty much every major metropolitan area at least 10 times, I just am not, nothing's screaming at me. Nothing's calling my name.
Yeah.
But then again, 10 years ago, if you'd asked me if I wanted to live in LA, I would have been like, yuck, no. So who knows?
I know. I think you would have been like mad.
Yeah. I would have been like, excuse me. I'm a New York kid.
We'll do more reader mail on the bonus episode. The
candles.
Yeah. So we're going to do a bonus episode.
A candle haul
bonus episode, which has been a long time coming, but it's happening now. So if you want to listen to the bonus episode, you can by going to patreon.com/babepodcast. And for just $5 a month, you can get access to weekly bonus episodes. It's a really good deal. And what else? That's about it. If you want to write into the pod, you can do that by writing babepodcast@gmail.com. I take questions, thoughts, opinions, feelings. And yeah, thank you for being my guest.
Of course. Wait, are we not doing another one?
No, we're going to go to the bonus app.
Oh my bad. Okay. Hello. See you in the bones. See you in the bonus.
You can find Ed at Edrosti on Instagram.
That's true.
Give him a follow. There. Some people say he does too much scenery, but I think it's kind of nice.
Oh, well.
And
who's saying that?
With that.
Who's telling you this?
You said it on your own Instagram. Gotta go. Bye. Babe?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.